You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy, we're at 46 degrees. KSL's top story. Dozens of people are unable to return home after their apartment building caught fire in Kearns this afternoon. Joining us live from the scene, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera. Eric.
Jeff, it was around 12:30 that Taylor's Real Unified Fire arrived at the Carrington Square Apartments here in Kearns. And according to Kelly Bird with the department, it took them around 30 minutes to extinguish the flames coming from a top-story apartment roof. They're currently investigating the cause, but they do think it could be construction-related as the entire building is undergoing exterior renovations. 24 units were asked to evacuate, one of those residents being Irene Frizzley, who was working from home and shared her experience.
I looked outside and saw like a fire truck show up, so I thought maybe I should put on some pants. So I put on some pants, right as I was putting on my sweatshirt, the police opened the door and said, get out, get out, get out.
Unfortunately, at least four units aren't able to return home for the night, but the Utah Red Cross is stepping up to help those families make sure that they have an option or a place to stay until they get the all clear to return home. I'll also be speaking with the property manager here shortly to try and get more info. For now, reporting live in Kearns, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. KSL News Time 301. And we have breaking news at KSL. Police have officially charged a man they say is connected to four hit-and-run crashes in Salt Lake County. Police arrested on Femme about 2 weeks ago in connection with a hit-and-run on North Temple that left a woman seriously injured. Femme is now facing six attempted murder charges. Now on display in Salt Lake City for the first time ever, some of the historic artifacts just bought by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe paid a visit to the Church Museum for a first look.
A room at the museum is now filled with what they're calling sacred artifacts, all part of a recent purchase from the Community of Christ, which included the Kirtland Temple. There are pages from Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible and letters written back and forth between Joseph and Emma Smith.
Sometimes history can be like a still life where you imagine these people as being nothing like you. And when you see and read the documents they left behind, you actually realize we have far more in common with the people of the past than maybe we think.
Historian with the Church History Department, Spencer McBride, says the most important thing is preserving these documents. The display will continue at the Church History Museum through October. McBride says it was quite a feat to get all these items on display so quickly. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And mere weeks after closing on the purchase, the church has begun offering free public tours of the Kirtland Temple, a revered landmark to Latter-day Saints. It was the first temple, the only one built under the leadership of Joseph Smith. The first tour group went inside 10 o'clock this morning. KSL News Time 303, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to take up an abortion pill case. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the justices will hear a case about the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug may face restrictions on being mailed to patients nationwide if the justices roll back access. It's the first abortion case the Supreme Court will decide after overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Veronica Faison is a nonprofit gender justice lawyer in Washington, D.C.
Amongst my friends, it is a lot of fear.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is expressing confidence in the FDA's authority to regulate the abortion pill.
This administration will continue to stand by FDA's independent approval and regulation of mifepristone as safe and effective.
Supreme Court is set to hear arguments tomorrow on whether states can ban the drug, which the FDA approved more than two decades ago. The UN Security Council has issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded by canceling this week's visit to Washington by a high-level delegation. National Security Advisor John Kirby says the administration is perplexed.
The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't.
It is the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. This week's meeting was expected to focus on Israel's plans for a ground assault in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are taking refuge in war-torn Gaza. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleas, KSL News Radio.
Is anyone surprised? College is going to cost more next fall. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson on tuition hikes to Utah State colleges and universities.
The Utah Board of Higher Education approved a 0.3% average increase, but they want to reassure everyone that Utah schools are far less expensive than other colleges around the country. They are also coming off a tuition increase freeze put in place by Governor Cox last year, for which colleges had to cover the costs internally.
While this applies to most public colleges and universities, tuition rates won't be increasing for technical college this coming fall. KSL News Time 306, Monday afternoon, questionable weather. Let's check first look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, it does look like the snow has eased quite a bit, but we still have a lot of wet roads out there. And crews are on the scene of a crash in Davis County, northbound Main Street at Church Street in Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stay right here. My minutes on the way next on KSL. Look.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.